Can we tell you honestly what comes to mind?
Yeah.
Like some kind of like Star Trek Borg situation.
What I'm working on is a project on brain-machine interfaces or brain-computer interfaces. And I'm just kind of curious, what comes to mind when you hear that term?
When I hear that term, first thing I would think of probably would be the whole neural net from Elon Musk, I think he is, the company he formed where he's trying to insert chips into people's head.
I just feel like I think of my cell phone.
You think of your cell phone?
Oh, wow. I just feel like that's what, yeah, my interface and that I'm constantly interfacing with all day, every day, like, is my phone.
Potentially, you think about certain actions, and then the thinking itself enable the brain, enable the machine to do something.
It sounds kind of, like, I don't know, a little, like, creepy-ish. It sounds kind of like you're taking the brain already, and, like, you're mapping out, like, entirely, like, what your brain can do to you, and, like, you kind of control someone with this interface that you would have, I guess.
Actually think about moving your hand mm-hmm. to move a cursor on a screen and use
oh,
that
that's
to type.
Amazing. I want to try that.
You have to have something stuck in your head.
That's like the Matrix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Well, isn't that yeah. what they have to yeah, plug yeah. in to the computer?
Yeah.
It's the
yeah.
same thing.
I mean, I think it could be good. I imagine for people who have disabilities, like, I mean, even cell phones, it'd be really difficult if you were blind or deaf to be able to control machinery like that.
Do you think that something like that is a good or a bad thing or neutral?
I mean, neutral. I mean, every new technology could, there's somebody out there that would try to use it for good and somebody that tried to use it for evil. I mean, every technology is neutral on its face. It depends on what you use it for.
If it works the other way around, you know, that's getting onto kind of scary science fiction, but I'm picturing it only working one way.
If you didn't have to be plugged in physically, I'd think that's cool.
I mean, I guess it's fine as long as it's democratized so that you don't get, like, an elite class who can take advantage of this high-tech, like, super robots attached to their brains.
And we also don't know much about the brain yet, so should be careful with that.